Hi, everyone. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. So there is a new episode coming out in like 1 second after this episode comes out. And it's all about horror films and Black womanhood and queerness and race as it pertains to horror films. And we are going to be joined by a very lovely guest named Monica Estrella Negra, who is a badass gothic punk Black filmmaker. She's super cool. But before the interview, me and Akua sat down and Akua gave us like this very lovely horror 101 syllabus all about like different genres of horror films and different tropes that you'll see in different genres of horror films. And I think it was really useful going into that episode for folks who might not be familiar with the horror genre. But if I put in the episode, it would have just been like a super long episode. And so I cut it out, gave you a mini-sode. If you are familiar with the horror genre, maybe this isn't for you, but it was actually super fun to record and super fun going through some of our favorite horror films. So if you have the additional 30 minutes to spare, why not? But if not, just jump to the main episode, which is called Black Women Are the Final Girls. And before I throw to me and Akua, I want to explain the trope of the final girl, just in case you don't know. So the final girl is a trope in horror films, usually slasher films, that refers to the last girl or woman alive to confront the killer, and usually the one to tell the story. So just sit on that and then hear me and Akua unpack some other stuff and then, you know, have a really fun time listening to this week's episode and have a really fun spooky season. I'm going to stop talking now. Bye. Me and Akua are going to give you guys some context about horror. There are many kinds of horror. I'm going to tell you about all the motherfuckers so that you can be of sound mind, no, so that you can use that information going into this interview.
Yeah, so when Sam pitched this idea up until the idea for the episode up until like the moment before, I was like, I don't know what this is about. Why? Because Akua does not watch horror films. I do
unless
not.
I force her to watch them.
Yes.
But not like physical force or anything like
she
that.
Lied, she
not even
me.
Like emotional manipulation. It I just say, traumatic. Come on, guys. And you stay in the room. Now I'm gaslighting you.
Okay, so I can't say I don't watch horror films because I have, like, going through the subgenres, I realize, oh, I've seen some of these movies, but I'm not.
You don't actively seek them out.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And not in a long time either. So a lot of the movies I'm going to name to familiarize you with these genres are very old. Don't judge me. I'm old.
Now I'm curious to see what the oldest film you're going to say is. Fucking Frankenstein, 1931. Count Dracula, 1919.
So we're talking about horror. We're talking about the depictions of Black folks, queer Black folks, Black sexuality in horror. And I was like, well, then what are horror films? Like, let's start with a basic definition of that. And horror films are films that elicit fear for the purpose of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Movies that scare you for fun.
Yes.
What I didn't know was that there are so many subgenres of horror.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I was going through it, I was like, you know what? There is something different between an exorcist movie
mm-hmm.
and a zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they both scare me.
Yeah, they scare you for
different reasons.
Yeah.
So we are going to go through this exhaustive list of subgenres.
Some of these I didn't know were subgenres.
Right. But then when I thought of an example for it, it made sense.
Okay.
So the first up is action horror. And action horror films include the intrusion of an evil force, event, or personage.
I don't know what personage means. Person-like thing.
You know, that's what happens when you copy and paste. We're going to cut that out.
Explain that past.
Action horror films are films that include the intrusion of an evil force or event with weapon fighting and frenetic chases of... Nope. Hold on. I got to make this. Okay. That's what it was trying to say. I need a different word for that, but okay.
Okay.
Okay. So action horror films are films that include the intrusion of an evil force or event that are typical of horror movies, and combine it with the weapon fighting and frenetic chases of the action genre.
Okay. So like, I don't know. Taken?
Taken's not scary. That's more of a thriller.
Okay.
The
Freddy versus Jason.
No, that's okay. A slasher. The example they had for that was like Jaws or something, but that also fell into another category.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find one. God bless Wikipedia. I don't know how they stay alive.
But... So scary stuff with fighting people. I think that happened in Freddy versus Jason.
Oh.
Were they not fighting back?
The example was The Purge.
The Purge. Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Remember
The Purge 3? Did you see that one in theaters with me? I feel like you were there.
No, Smith, I ain't seen none of those things.
Sorry, I don't know why I felt like you were there.
And what really scared me about The Purge was like, we not that far off. Them white people will kill me.
The Purge 3 was very much about that. It happened in Staten Island.
See, no.
And the main characters were black and the white people started going crazy.
No.
And like they have like, you know how like nowadays they'll pay people to be in an event to fuck things up like on purpose? Mm-hmm. Like that was kind of like what was happening.
It was too close to home for me.
It
to
was.
Feel
it
safe.
Was really scary, actually.
It's like, yo, I'm yeah. not going to make it.
That was like the best Purge. It's real life.
It.
But the black people lived in the end, or at least our main characters did. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, what's body horror?
Next, body horror is horror that is principally derived from the graphic destruction or degradation of the body, unnatural movements, or anatomically incorrect placement of limbs to create monsters out of human body parts.
Mm.
And the movie I thought of that was The Human Centipede.
Yes, yes. Chambers is also a body horror on Netflix.
Seen that.
It's very good.
I'm not watching this.
Okay. You don't have to. But if anybody else would like to see a good horror series starring the first Native American woman to head a series on Netflix, Chambers.
Damn, now I might watch it. You don't you
sorry.
Made it good. I was
sorry.
Like, oh,
I don't suggest bad things.
I know you don't.
I just suggest horrific things. Like someone's fucking ribs popping out of their rib cage.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. Next up is comedy horror. Mm-hmm. And comedy horror primarily combines the elements of comedy and horror.
Sounds about right.
And the movie I thought of for that was Scary Movie.
I love Scary Movie.
Them things were hilarious.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion, I also really like Scary Movie 3, which was the one without the Wayans. And everybody was like, where did those niggas go? And I was like, I still kind of think it's funny without them.
I like the 1, 2, and 3. So I agree with you. Yes.
Another good comedy horror is Little Monsters. It's on Hulu right now. It's starring Lupita Nyong'o. And it's like all of these kids are trapped with their teacher and some like ancient white nigga. And like the zombie apocalypse happens. And all the kids have to survive it.
I remember watching the trailer for that somewhere. And I was like, yo, I gotta watch
it. It's very fun. Me and Rob saw that at South by Southwest. And Rob had no idea what the premise was. And they were just like, what the fuck is this shit? What the fuck is... Oh, I love this shit. Like it progressed. And then afterwards, she walked by us, Sakua. And she looked so beautiful.
Lupita walked by you?
Yes. Ah! She was so beautiful. Her presence. Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
Okay, I gotta catch that.
Mm-hmm.
Little Monsters.
Holiday horror.
Yep, next up is holiday horror, which I feel like might be Samantha's favorite.
Why do you think that? Because I'm a Christmas bitch and a Halloween bitch at the same time? That's a good point.
So holiday horror is a horror film where it depicts horror events that are centered around a holiday, such as the Halloween series with Michael Myers.
Always centered around Halloween.
Always.
Always centered around Halloween.
Like,
fuck. There was like a good Christmas one. It wasn't really good. It was really weird, actually. I don't remember what the fuck it's called.
There's one called Black Christmas.
I think that's it. And there's a really, like, it's really poorly acted.
There's one called Black Christmas and there's one called All Through the Night.
That doesn't sound familiar.
There sounds like there's a lot of Christmas examples.
Yeah. Krampus. Remember Krampus? That film where it was like, I didn't actually see it, but it was like all the kids thought Santa was coming, but it was actually this demon called Krampus. And that was actually like the original, I don't know if it's real or not, the original lore for Santa Claus. And this nigga like returned and was like fucking killing all these niggas.
Damn.
During Christmas. I think a part of the reason why I like horror films is because my dad would watch them and just like be very okay with them and just be like, oh yeah, Jeepers Creepers, now that's a good film, Sam. And then he would describe all this fucked up shit happening, but would also like suggest that I watch it. I don't know.
This is where you get it from. Okay.
But he told me about Krampus, but I never saw it.
Mm. Now, I only know of Krampus from a American Dad episode.
Mm. Well, I have an American father. American father.
Okay, next up is horror adventure, which blends expedition, explorations, exotic places, and other adventure elements into a horror setting. Mm-hmm. Examples include Jaws, the movie about sharks.
Yeah.
Anaconda, the movie about snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And The Descent.
Yeah, that's a good example of that.
Now, I had to think really hard about The Descent because it was a movie I watched and I don't remember how or where or why.
It was probably on TBS.
I stay on TBS. You know I stay on TBS. So, but I remember watching it and was like, yo, this is fucked up.
Yeah. I saw it once. I don't really remember much about it, but it was fucked up. And it was like torture, right?
No, it was... these white girls, I'm assuming they white because white folks.
These are the only people.
These are the only people out here doing these things. They were like scuba diving or like deep sea cave exploring.
Yeah, yeah.
And entered into this like subterranean, earthy, like below the crust kind of cave.
Uh-huh.
And there were like these human mutants down there.
Uh-huh.
And that they were
that
trying.
Is fucked up.
They were trying to eat them.
That is fucked up.
But what really fucked me up was at the end, one of them was able to get out and like crawl through this hole in the woods and was like crawling out, and then this man came and she was asking for help and he dragged her back down there, and I was like, oh,
but that's what a nigga would do.
I was like, so y'all know that down there,
yeah,
and y'all out here feeding them,
yeah,
that ain't right. That's what fucked me up.
Also very likely to happen in real life,
you know.
Unfortunately.
Mm-mm.
Okay, this but next one is interesting.
I've lost my way, please hold.
Horror drama.
Oh no, that's not the one I was thinking about. Okay. Horror dramas are films that depict imperiled characters. Oh, yes. Dealing with realistic emotional struggles, often depicts dysfunctional family relations in a horror setting.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite movie, The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense was so good.
You know, because I watched The Sixth Sense as a child. It came out like, what?
Yeah.
Early 2000, 1999. Yeah, yeah. I was like 8.
Yeah.
And all I remember was, like, when I think of it briefly, all I remember was that he was seeing ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I think about the plot, it was like his therapist was like going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, his therapist was seeing people or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like imagining the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was
like, yo. Yeah. And the things the boy was seeing, like the ghosts the boy was seeing, those niggas were not okay.
They were not.
That was like some mental like trauma. Like stress is not the word, man. It was like abuse. It was a lot. Definitely shouldn't have watched that when I was 10, actually.
Exactly. I should not have seen that movie at that age. They were not okay.
A modern horror drama that was extremely well done, but also extremely fucked up. This came out 2 years ago or maybe last year. It's called Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, in short, it is a story of a family dealing with grief. But also, there's some wild shit going on in there. Like, it is extremely disturbing.
Mm.
Like, that's kind of one of the movies that you watch. Like, all horror movies is like, ooh. But, like, some movies you just kind of feel low for
yeah,
a
you
day
can't
after.
Shake.
Hereditary is one of those films. But it was really good. Like, aside from all the horror stuff, if all that was removed, it would just be a gripping family drama.
Mm. Yeah. And that is a horror drama for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes.
Not to be confused with a psychological horror, which relies on the character's fears, guilt, beliefs, eerie sound effects, atmosphere, relevant music, and emotional instability to build tension, to scare, and to further the plot.
Mm.
Example of that, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. That also reminds me of a... Remember that movie where fucking Leo DiCaprio was on an island?
Mm-hmm.
Was it called The Island?
I was about to Google Leo DiCaprio.
Shutter Island. It was called Shutter Island.
Okay.
That was the cycle, because you didn't really know what was going on, and they were like trying to like put you in like different directions and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I think it was like a Martin Scorsese film because like those already do that, but it was just scary stuff happening with it.
I was about to say that sounded like a nigga directed it because that's a nigga to keep you on your toes. You don't know which way we going. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, oh my God. Keep all men unbalanced. Are fucking putting people through psychological horror.
In all types of ways.
You hate to see it. Ashies.
Next up is science fiction horror, mm. which revolves around subjects that include but are not limited to killer aliens, mad scientists, or experiments gone wrong. Mm-hmm. Example of that, aliens.
Yes, aliens, very fucked up. Stranger Things, also.
Stranger Things?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The Netflix show?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like a whole underground dimension and there's nasty things in there, man. Ooh, I haven't watched in season one though. Excuse me.
Now next up are slasher films, which might be the most notable of horror films, I mm-hmm. feel like. Mm-hmm. And slasher films include a serial killer who systematically murders people through violent means. I was like, this is just niggas.
That's just about it. Yeah.
Movies of this genre that I've seen is Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. You know what I used to hate about Freddy Krueger?
That he could interrupt your sleep?
That's my most sacred place.
It really is, yeah.
You're rude.
It's like either that or I'm taking a shit. Anybody who disrupts either of those things.
Oh, and then the also what I really hated was the films where like the woman would be in the shower mm-hmm. and then here, nigga, I'm showering.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. For a really long time, like whenever I would pee, I would have to draw the shower curtain back yep. violently.
Yeah. Gotta catch these
But then, like, what was I gonna do? What am I armed with?
You didn't want to get got. That's all yeah. that matters.
Just let me know before.
Yeah. You gotta be prepared. You got to go be sitting there, vulnerable, pants at your ankles, and this thing will pop out your shower.
Ass wide open, yeah.
And he pop out your shower. No.
Good point.
Ooh, no, I feel like I did that up until like last week. Like, and sometimes I'll get in the bathroom and I'll have an eerie feeling and I'll just look behind.
Just make sure, you know? Make
like,
sure.
I won't like force it back violently because like, I used to.
Just
But I'll just peek behind it. Of course, there's nothing there, but I'm like, you know, just in case, you know? You never know. But,
oh, that's so funny. Ooh. I'm glad we've had the same life.
I feel like many Black children have had this life. There's some people still doing it.
If you've done that, please comment.
Please. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know on Twitter or Instagram, please.
Yeah, so Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, classic. Jason. Yes. Halloween again, because mm-hmm. Michael Myers was just killing it. Like, that
he
nigga
was.
Could find
He's very
you.
Very upset. He's very fucking upset.
And Scream.
Yes.
Which, for the longest time, I feel like I saw a scary movie before I saw Scream, which was like
so
a parody
it was like
of
mixing
one.
Mixing you up, yeah.
And then I was like, I thought this was supposed to be scary. Then I remember that wasn't the movie that was supposed to be scary. I think I may have saw Scream and was like, nah, I like Scary Movie better. I gotta go back.
Where are the Wayans brothers? What is going on? That's so funny. This season of American Horror Story, because every season is like rooted in a different genre of horror. This season is rooted in slasher.
Ooh.
If that's something that you're interested in. And it's really, I really like this season. It's very entertaining. The nerd from Dear White People is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's her name? Candy from Pose, Angelica Ross. Mm-hmm. She's in it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
If y'all gonna catch that, go ahead. That ain't gonna be me.
I will be forcing Akua to watch that this weekend.
Next up are splatter films, which mm-hmm. deliberately focus on graphic portrayals of gore and graphic violence, typically through the use of special effects and excessive blood and guts.
Yes.
The example of that is Saw.
Mm,
all 19 of them.
There were many Saws. And then they like rebooted it. Mm-hmm. It was like Jigsaw or something like that. That came out like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. I didn't watch it though.
Nope. After Saw 4, I gave up. I was like,
yeah,
that's too much.
After Saw 3, I was like, I don't really need to do this anymore.
Yeah,
that's
like,
fine.
I don't.
And I really enjoyed them, but like, I'm actually just against anything over 3.
Exactly.
Like,
at
why?
This point, what
are... Unless you're Harry Potter, what the fuck are you doing?
You're dragging it.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Saw is also, I don't think this is here. Oh, is it? Okay, no, it's not. Saw is also in a subgenre of horror called torture porn, where like the point is to like torture people. So like, I don't know if you remember that movie, The Strangers, where these white people come into these other white people's houses and they just torture the fuck out of them. Sorry. I guess that was that a bad description?
What is hilarious? These white people come together.
It was like a group of white people coming into the house of another group of white people. Uh-huh. I don't give a fuck about anything else than that. But yeah, like they tortured them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of films like that where it's just like, this is torture. It's called torture porn.
Okay. So next up, following torture porn, is a supernatural horror.
My personal scariest. Because that one feels like I feel like it's kind of like, quote unquote, the least realistic. Mm-hmm. Because it's things that we cannot see. But for me, it feels the most realistic. Real. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but continue with the definition, please.
And supernatural horror films focus on vengeful ghosts, demons, or other depictions of the supernatural.
Yeah.
Movies I've seen of this genre are The Grudge and The Ring. Never again. But yeah.
Never again.
Never the fuck again.
The first horror movie I ever saw that stuck with me, and I count it as one of my favorite horror movies of all time, is The Poltergeist. Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
It's just a massive, it came out in the 80s, it's a massive possession of a white family's home. The nigga who played Coach A in some sitcom or whatever, he was like the dad. Just a massive possession of these white people's home, and they would contact, like, the demons or the people from the other realm would contact the family through the TV. Because remember, like, before we had cable, it was like you had to go to channel three. And then when channel three turned off, it was just white noise. Like, those niggas would contact the family through the white noise, but the family would be asleep. But this little girl named Carol Ann, the actress actually, like, died in real life as a child, which is also like, that's fucking scary. But like, she would be awake at night, as I used to be awake at night as a fucking 8-year-old at 2 o'clock in the morning for no goddamn reason. I've always been this way. And they would contact her and be like, Carol Ann. And that is very similar to Sam. And that's that shit scared the fuck out of me. But it also set me on this path of like really enjoying supernatural horror films. Paranormal Activity is also a good example of supernatural horror films. I also want to make a note that The Grudge and The Ring, although those are American films, they are based off of Japanese horror films. And that is another subgenre of horror called like J-horror. And also like Korean horror fits into that too. And so like when you see The Ring, I don't know if you remember, there's like a lot of like gunk on Samara. And there's also like gunk that comes out of the people's mouths in The Grudge. That's like a trope that happens a lot in Japanese horror. I don't know why, like dark water, gunk, black goos is like a Japanese horror trope. But yeah, that's like another subgenre.
Okay. Following that, we are at horror thriller, which combines horror with the tension buildup that you get from thriller films. And examples of that, I haven't seen this. Well, one of them, A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
And Bird Box.
Bird Box is the one that you did see.
Yes, Bird Box is the one I did see.
Yeah, we all watched Bird Box that weekend, didn't we?
Yes.
What were we doing? What were we all doing? Why didn't anybody have work?
You know?
Everyone watched that movie. Was that like Thanksgiving weekend or something like that?
Maybe.
Every nigga was just like, we are all going to collectively watch this film. And we all saw it. And it was not very good.
All annoyed. I had so many questions. I still have so many questions. Why did you think? I'm not even going to get into it. I'm just going to let it go. Back on rant.
Oh, man. That is funny.
But we knew the two of them did not belong together.
Yeah. Trevante Rhodes and Sandra Bullock. No disrespect to Sandra Bullock.
Not at all. A legend in her own right. But that coupling.
There was actually no on-screen chemistry. Where was the chemistry test beforehand, casting directors?
And y'all was going to say, y'all just want,
Sandra Bullock was just like, can I have a film? And y'all niggas said yes. And y'all were like, oh, Trevante Rhodes is the hot new nigga on the street. So they just fucking put him in.
And going to try to sell it to me like I can't see.
If you don't see it, you're racist. No, I just have good taste.
I just know. But yes, so those are horror thrillers. The next one is gothic thriller. I defined it as if goth and horror had a baby.
That's fun.
I have not seen any gothic horror films.
maybe Rosemary's Baby might be a gothic horror film.
That was the example.
Oh, wow.
Seen
look at me. I feel like a connoisseur.
You are a I feel like.
Rosemary's Baby was good. Yeah, these fucking Satanists, they made this bitch have a baby. And it was Satan, man. It's fucked up. Nope. But there was like a lot of like gothic imagery and stuff like that. That was a good film. That scared me. And I saw that like as an adult. Yeah.
Okay. So we have Rosemary.
Also, American Horror Story Apocalypse, which is the second to most recent season of American Horror Story, was very gothic.
Haven't seen that either, but good to know.
I love that season. Maybe I'll watch you force you guys to watch that. No, I won't do that. It's not necessary.
One day me and Samantha won't be friends. This will be why. This right here. In all other realms of friendship, she's lovely. She's going to stop forcing me to watch things. Oh, goodness.
I love how Jaws keeps popping up. This nigga Jaws was very scary.
To some people, I don't know. But yes, natural horror, which is when nature runs amok.
Yes.
And for example, Jaws and Anaconda.
Yes, yes. Would Day After Tomorrow count? Or was that more of a thriller?
I think that was more of like an action thriller.
Okay. That was the scariest one.
I feel like this perception.
Bitch, climate change is right here, y'all. And that came out in 2004 or something like that. Yeah. Like, they've been telling us, like, please.
The Day After Tomorrow. I think there was a film called 2012.
Yes, there was.
Also
I think Jim Carrey was in it.
Mm-hmm. Also yeah, about climate change.
Yes,
and I'm
end
just
of
like,
the world.
That is scary.
It is. It's very scary.
It shakes me to the core.
Same.
Because I know I won't survive.
I'd be waking up at night. Ooh. And then I go back to sleep immediately after.
Because I'm like, well, what can I do?
I'm still tired. But yeah.
Have to be fully rested to prepare. Next up are zombie films, ooh, which are self-explanatory.
Yeah.
They are films in which there are zombies.
Yes.
Examples include Warm Bodies, Quarantine, and I Am Legend.
The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes.
iZombie. The Lupita Nyong'o film that I mentioned earlier,
Zombieland.
Yeah,
there has been a wave of zombie movies.
These niggas zombies took over once fucking Twilight was done and the vampires left. These zombies fucking moved into everybody's house. And they've been sleeping on our couches ever since.
Next up is found footage horror, which involves giving the audience a first person view of the story that is discovered from an original recording source within the plot to induce suspense and shock.
Mm-hmm.
Examples include The Blair Witch Project,
mm-hmm,
Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
A more modern take, quote unquote, on that genre is Unfriended. The Unfriended series, where it's all found footage via like webcams and stuff like that.
Now, Unfriended is also a part of this subgenre called cyber horror, which has either a narrative told through a computer or any other form of technology, or uses technology as a key plot element, such as Unfriended or Friend Request.
Oh, I never heard about Friend Request.
Friend Request was when this white girl.
Yo.
I love that. And whenever I think about movies, and as many times as we said white today,
we're gonna get into the blackness.
We're gonna get into the blackness with Monica. This white girl, she accepts a like unknown friend request, and like all her friends start dying.
Oh boy!
And then
that's scary.
Some start chasing them.
That's scary.
But yes,
another good found footage film is VHS, which came out in 2012, and it's an anthology in the sense that like, so it's like a film within a film. Mm-hmm. So like what the main story is, like these people find a tape, mm-hmm, and they start watching the tape, but then we also watch the tape, and on the tape is some fucked up shit, but all the different snippets are like different stories on one tape, and then it circles back to the people watching the tape, and that's like another horror story in and of itself. That shit was scary. I don't remember anything that happened, but I remember it being like very scary. There was like one succubus element with like a woman like killing niggas with her vagina or something like that. I love things like that.
Mm-hmm.
VHS was good, but it was scary.
And because of movies like that, I don't watch. Well,
that's why you don't watch VHS anymore.
I do not watch videotapes. When I was a child, I would not watch videotapes if it did not have a label on it.
Because that bitch, what is that? Is that The Grudge or is that The Ring? The Ring.
The Ring. No. Yes. That was it. If it peeled off, we don't know what's on this tape. You got to find out on your own because I'm not going to be here for it. What the fuck about to happen? Mm-mm. Oh, man. Nope, you see some fucked up shit. not with it.
I really liked Unfriended too, by the way. I just wanted to put that out there.
I haven't seen
it. I liked it better than Unfriended 1.
Mm.
Yeah. That might be a bad take. People might be like, oh, that was trash, but I really enjoyed it. Superhero? Oh, no, teen.
Yes. So teen horror, which was a subgenre that was a lot more popular
in the 80s.
Way before my time.
Yeah.
In like the 60s, 70s, 80s. Are films that center the victimization of teens and tend to heavily depict sex, underage drinking, and gore.
Mm, Friday the 13th comes to mind.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, here's just some teenagers party drinking, doing shit they ain't supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone,
let's torture them.
Someone comes up in this bitch and starts slashing shit.
Yeah. We're definitely going to get into that a bit with Monica, like relating to how like sex is always kind of like a precursor to niggas dying. Like, mm-hmm. if you're doing something wrong, you about to die, my niggas.
Or if you're doing something vulnerable.
Mm, yeah, sex is also quite vulnerable.
That's when, or that's so true. And that stems from our fear of peeing.
Oh, shit.
Before checking the shower.
That's so true.
Because you're not about to catch me. Like,
oh, man.
It's, or, you know, the women in the shower, and then here comes the killer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
these vulnerable times are when you're mm-hmm. most susceptible to being killed by some serial killer.
That's a good point.
Which also then, I always wondered. Like, you'll get some movies where, like, they know there's a serial coming around, but they also decide to have sex. We need to be on guard 24/7.
That happened in a recent episode of American Horror Story, and that was really stupid.
We need to be on guard. And
so want to do it. Like, granted, I've never been in an instance where a serial killer was trying to kill me, so I can't, like, say, oh, that's exactly what I would do, but I don't see it.
There's a question in my head, and I don't know where I got it from. I don't know if it was a comedy, it was something, but it's the question was, why are white people always so horny in the face of danger?
And I think Queen said that on her Twitter recently because of an episode of American Horror Story.
I don't know where I picked that up from, but I was like, you know, you damn right.
Yeah.
Because they always want to be fucking.
They do always want to be fucking.
When you know that, I wish a nigga would.
They're not scared of anything other than black people.
So there we go.
There you go. Sorry. Sorry to bring it there.
It always goes. It's the truth. We're almost done. We have mm-hmm. superhero horror, which combines superhero tropes, cliches, and horror. The example is Blade. Mm-hmm. He was like a superhero vampire.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it, but
you've
I know
never
he
seen
was
Blade?
Black.
No. Oh, well, you got to watch the reboot.
Okay.
If the world still exists, because it's coming out in a couple of years, and you never know, man. You
a
never
couple
know.
Of years?
Yeah.
I really
like
hate...
Like 2023 type thing.
I really hate when movies do that, because I'm like, yo, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I do not know if I'm going to be there, and I want to see it. Like, the fuck?
Another superhero horror that I didn't see, but a lot of people, it was like really mixed reviews. Like, either people loved it or fucking hated it, was Brightburn, which was a superhero horror film in the context of Superman.
Yeah, interesting. I can see why people are polarized.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll watch it one day.
And last but definitely not least, and there's probably some more out there I haven't covered,
mm-hmm.
is revenge horror.
Yes.
And revenge horror includes, it's like a trilogy of things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
There is the abuse and mistreatment and typically rape of a character
mm.
who then rehabilitates themselves and then exacts revenge in a horror setting.
And then, like Carrie?
Yes.
Okay.
Like Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Carrie was pretty scary. But like, I fuck with her low-key. Like, go off, sis. But yes. Damn, not to me. It wasn't me.
Like Carrie. I haven't seen a horror movie of this type. Mm-hmm. The one, a film that...
Jennifer's Body, I think. Mm-mm. No?
A film that comes to mind of this is Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Except it's not horror.
Yeah, it's not horror.
It's more
they
of an action.
Some fucked up shit.
But yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Sis came back and was like, we about to kill everybody.
She was killing everybody.
I'm getting old, y'all.
One last one that's not here that I want to add is techno horror.
Ooh.
And that's just where, like, I don't know the official definition, but like where computers be fucking shit up. Or like people use computers to fuck shit up.
I think that might fall into cyber horror.
Oh. Okay. I thought that was found footage. Okay. Utilize technology. Okay, yeah. That That does. Yeah.
So I don't know if this helps y'all, but it sure helped me. It really was. It was fun in exploring it and like then getting myself to name the movies that mm-hmm. I saw that fit into it. Mm-hmm. And I realized I have seen some horror films, not many, but some. But some.
There's some people who have never seen any horror film, so I think you've seen at least 20.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I've seen some. The ones that really stand out to me are my serial killer ones, my slasher ones.
You should watch this season of American Horror Story then.
No, thank you.
Oh my God. It's not scary.
I just told you that the trailer for Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon shook me up a bit. Are you talking about go watch American Horror Story? But I can't even watch Criminal Minds at night. I'd be like, yo, we got to turn on some lights. I remember one time in undergrad, I was reading a book about psychopaths and serial killers. Mm-hmm. And then there was a knock at my door. But and mind you, it was bright daylight outside. And I was like, I'm not answering that.
Niggas be killing in broad daylight. That's irrational fear.
They will ring my doorbell and kill me. I was like, no. And you can't deep dive into those things because then you get paranoid as fuck. I remember, I think I went to go see Get Out. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I park a ways from my apartment building, have to walk back. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't okay. I was not okay.
You weren't even in white people town.
Exactly. I was not okay.
Okay. So mm-hmm. that is your relationship with her.
I don't be okay for a while. After seeing Friday the 13th, I could not go into my basement because we had a boiler room. Bitch. Nope. Not at all.
I was repotting my plants the other day and I was doing it in the basement. And for some reason, like, I've lived here all my fucking life. Those bitches never flickered. But yesterday they wanted to fucking flicker.
Nope.
Why did that happen? I didn't like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Nope.
And I just yelled out, like, stop.
Oh, yes. What?
Whoever that is, fucking stop. And it stops.
And so, there we go.
Just gotta have a calm and assertive voice.
And they be out. You gotta be stern.
This bitch is not playing. You go to another house. Not today. Not in courtroom 504.
So yeah, I hope this helps you guys as you delve into our interview with Monica.
I think it will. Thank you, Aku. I feel like you're a parent dropping us off at school.
Be prepared. It's all you need to know.
Yeah, you packed our lunch.